This is the Friday morning session.
I keep hearing and heard again this morning that it's really important to recognize how long engagement work has been happening. And the fact that it's now trendy in journalism and sexy and stuff doesn't mean that those of us who are sort of newer to it invented it.
Mm. Yes.
That's right.
Thank you.
We talked about community and what is community and how we have to show up and show belonging, declare it, and include everybody, and it's hard work.
Yes, thank you. In the car ride over this morning, we were talking about whether journalists had any training in their schooling around unconscious bias, and Linda was sharing her passion for empathy in the journalism work, and I looked at very tied together.
Beautiful. Any others? Okay, one more.
So one of the things that came up for me from yesterday that came up again in this conversation is the need to focus on how to make things useful and accessible for people rather than flavor demonstrations of our own intelligence. So when you think about things like creating guides, creating help, and creating outreach, do you also think about, can someone under stress use this? Can they find what they need? Or is it just a demonstration of, I thought about this and it's really shiny?
Yeah.
Beautiful. We're going to try something now, which we haven't done with this bigger group in this small space, but we're going to ask you to put your stuff down and everybody come into this a circle right here, an inner circle, and this is called the wind blow, and it's a way for groups to figure out who's in the room and to do it as a kind of crowdsourced thing. So sorry about the labyrinth, you may have to step over a chair. So the idea is that you say something that is true about you, and how many other people in the room is true about you. For example, the wind blows for everyone who's ever worked in the newsroom, and then you walk across the circle, if it's true for you. This is a good one. Okay. Now, you're going to be able to say it. I'll do one more and then I'll hand it to somebody else. The wind blows for everyone who's currently working in a newsroom.
Has ever had a family member incarcerated?
Haven't been in any of the previous categories.
If we have some room, if you could step back towards the
Married to the man.
Tell a story that, while researching it, deeply challenged your personal beliefs.
Over 10 hours a week as a caregiver, either for children or elderly adults.
Anyone who ever went to graduate school.
Hey, Andrew.
Considers themselves an educator of any sort.
Rides in Cycle Oregon.
Has at some point in their life benefited from taxpayer funded programs.
Last one.
Anyone who started in journalism at a time when you weren't allowed to have opinions or register for a political party?
Wow.
All right, thank you guys. We need to transition back now, so please join us in the seats. This is a really fun exercise. I'm Fiona, I'm about to introduce our speaker. So, and everybody who was standing earlier, please make sure you can grab a seat if you want to. There are plenty of seats.